It's the Last Call podcast with Chris Michaels. This is going to be the last podcast for me this week, and I will not be doing anything new for next week, so I will just be reposting prior podcasts. I think I have over 600 different episodes or something like that now. It's some ridiculous amount because it's just what I do day in and day out, living a complicated life and still finding time to shine a light of truth on the rectum of corruption. So Giza Death Star started a, not started, but it wrote an article, Joseph Farrell over there. I don't know if anybody heard about this, but a couple of weeks ago, there was some kind of leak that said that the Germans were intending to strike the Kerch Bridge that connects Russia and Crimea. Now, you know that is a red line for Putin. It is a very big deal to do something about that. And it would essentially be looked at as a cause for a third world war if they were to do something along those lines. Now, here's the problem with all this. A lot of people are just assuming that the names that were referenced in there, Schneider and Wilsbach, were in fact German. But it turns out, more than likely, they were Americans. And this means something that is extremely important. That is, essentially, the Germans are not being in touch with their own politicians. The German military is taking orders from the United States. In this case, these commanders are from the U.S. Pacific Air Forces. It's not even from the Atlantic. It's not even from NATO. So, good Lord, how did they even get involved in something like this? And the real point to all of this is that the German politicians found out 4 months after this meeting took place. So you have this rogue element of militaries all across the world coordinating with one another, and also coordinating with literal Nazis, and not telling the elected officials, the politicians, the ones that are supposed to keep all of this nonsense in check. This is the type of fascist Nazi international that I've been speaking about, that Joseph Farrell talks about all the time. And that is a transnational group that does not care about what country you're in, what country they're from, the politicians they are supposed to report to, the chains of command. These are all rogue elements out there. And they want a third world war. That's all there is to it, for whatever reason. I mean, you can bring up Luciferians, you can bring up Agenda 2050, Agenda 2030 with the United Nations, on and on we go. But the point is that these people do not give a damn about you, and they don't give a damn about the chain of command. There is a rogue element to all of this, to all of it, and it's fascist in every regard. It's fascist in every regard. I don't know if you've heard about this one. Stephanie Lambert, lawyer, working on a Dominion case. Now, who's Dominion? What's that all about? Dominion is really in charge of the electronic voting machines. And she found out during this lawsuit that essentially Dominion was coordinating with its employees in Serbia during the 2020 election. And do you know what happened after that? Well, there were emails going back and forth about, people are suspecting that there has been manipulation in the election, and they're starting to drop our employees' names, and they're starting to dox them. We're really worried about our safety. And supposedly, there were other emails involved that Ms. Lambert found that clearly showed evidence of, essentially, voting data going to Serbia, or Serbia manipulating the actual votes. She turned this evidence over. DC marshals came swooping in and arrested her. Why? Because supposedly she is a lawyer. Well, not supposedly, but she is a lawyer. But supposedly, even though a lawyer has evidence of a crime that she's not supposedly directly involved with, she is not allowed to turn that evidence over to law enforcement. So in this case, she did. She turned it over to a bunch of sheriffs. And she said, I found evidence of a crime. And just because I'm a lawyer reviewing documents and discovery, going through discovery, doesn't mean I am not able, or doesn't mean that I am able to keep these crimes secret, no matter what anybody says, no matter attorney-client privilege, no matter how many NDAs I've signed, it doesn't matter. If I find evidence of a crime going on here, this must be known and turned over to law enforcement. Now, the other part of this is supposedly in these emails, you find out how they manipulated the vote back in 2020. And it turns out that what they did was essentially every vote that went to Trump, they would add on another three votes for Biden. Now you start to understand how this is all working. Now you start to get why I say the vote harder crowd isn't going to work. What they're saying is you have to vote so hard that you're going to overwhelm the algorithms. How can you overwhelm a program? It also turns out that possibly the algorithm was helped along with manually. Well, I thought these voting machines weren't allowed to hook up to the internet. So what are we talking about here? How is all this possible? And the bigger issue here for the vote harder crowd is the only way that that strategy is going to work in 2024 is that if you have more votes than actual voters. So basic statistics, about half of all Americans actually vote. And if you divide that up even further, half votes for one party, half votes for the other party. Unless you're talking about Trump, then it seems like it's a landslide. But think about this for a second. You've got 25% of the population making the decision for the other 75% of the population, right? Doesn't really add up. Except Joseph Biden during 2020. Most votes ever for any presidential candidate in this massive erection. With 81 million votes. Well, do you see how this is really starting to not make a lot of sense? The only way the vote harder crowd can overwhelm those algorithms is by having more votes than voters. So what are they going to do? Are they going to do the 1-to-3 ratio? Or are they going to do something even more dastardly? And that is to manipulate certain battleground counties, or like most Democrats decided to claim, just not certify the election, even though Donald Trump has actually won it. It's really, really sad about what we're facing right now. And anybody that claims, well, oh my gosh, how could Trump try to manipulate the elections and say it's not certified? It's the sanctity of the elections. You must trust it at all costs. No matter what, whatever the results are, you can't question. Do you see how all of this works? Do you see how tiresome this nonsense is? They have banged this drum so much that it's done. Nobody believes it anymore. Nobody believes in honest elections. And it's not going to work, right? They need to completely revamp what it is with all of this nonsense, particularly about how these elections are run and how these votes get tallied, whether or not all this stuff is set up to be displayed over the internet. It shouldn't be. I don't understand why countries like Brazil or just, you know, throw a dart at a board. They all know who wins these elections the day of, but the United States, for some reason, oh no, we need months. It could take weeks, could be days, could be months. To figure out who really won. Every vote must be counted. Every vote must be tallied. It's nonsense. It's all idiocy. It's all rhetoric because they're trying to figure out how to cheat. And now this story from the Gateway Pundit proves that I am brilliant yet again because headline, here we go, report, Hunter Biden had access to Joe Biden's top secret SCIF. Designated materials, including national defense info related to U.S. troop deployment. Here we go again. I am proven correct. Joseph Biden takes the documents, illegally, mind you, because he was vice president, because he was senator at the time when he acquired these documents, then places it at some abode across the country, whether that's in Nantucket, or in Delaware, or he just decides to shove it in one of his libraries, like the University of Penn Library, then Hunter Biden and James Biden, Joseph Biden's brother, decide to take donations from one source or another, mostly international sources, and allows those people, those donors, to visit the homes, you know, just to catch up on things, to tour the libraries and see what it's all about. Oh, what a magnificent thing. Well, it turns out more than likely that I am correct in the way that all of these secret documents and classified documents and top secret documents were left strewn about for anybody to view and take pictures of, and then go scurrying off back from whence they came. See how all of this works? It's bribery. Hunter Biden, access to then-VP Joe Biden's top secret SCIF-designated materials, including national defense information related to U.S. troop deployment while he was on vacation in Nantucket. Ah, so who are they giving these documents to regarding troop deployment, regarding troop movement, where they're going to station these troops? Which troops were they? Which units were being stationed there? I mean, you get how all of this appears to be seditious. Now, this is something to really clamp onto here. I brought this up too many times, and that is the idea that this country is being eaten out from, well, that just sounds dirty. Now, doesn't it? Don't tell anybody I said that. That's just between you and me. This country is being cored out from the top down. What do I mean by that? You have international actors. Now, you can throw a dart at a board from which country, because there are plenty, that buy these politicians through donations, whether they donate to a PAC, whether they donate to a library or a foundation like Bill and Hillary Clinton, or they just outright donate to political campaigns or their family members, and then they transfer the funds all over the place. It happens in various ways. There's a whole menagerie of money laundering going on. With that, those individuals then are in charge of creating policy, of enforcing policy. If you're a senator or a House of Reps member, or even if you are an attorney general or district attorney, in the case of George Soros buying those people out. In this case, what you have is you've got somebody at the very, very top, the president, the executive branch itself, clearly being bought out by some international actors. These international actors view the United States as a competitor, if not outright enemy. And in order to overcome this enemy or competitor, what do? You can start a war. Is that the best thing to do? Probably not, because there are going to be massive ramifications for doing so. So what's a good second alternative? You rot out the country itself. How? You create bizarre policies like DEI. You create bizarre cultural norms like transgenderism. The idea that children can transition from 4 and 5 years old and go through this kind of therapy by the age of 18 at latest, right? That kind of bizarre social norm, I'm trying to say, not transgenders themselves. Do anything you want after you're 18 years old. Then you have other things, illegal immigration, right? Then you have the idea of, oh, I know what we'll do. We'll ship all of our weapons to the Ukraine and then try to rebuild our munitions, and that will take anywhere from 5 to 10 years. Or let's just take some other policy like, oh, I know, the Hunter Biden policy or the Hunter Biden deal that they tried to do with CEFC, China's energy company that's obviously tied to the Chinese government. Why is that important? Why are they trying to hollow out U.S. energy? That deal that the Bidens are in on would essentially require the United States to purchase its energy from China. Now you know why they depleted the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. Now you know why they had that policy where the New England Petroleum Reserve, I forget the exact name of it, but you know what I'm talking about. I brought it up a couple of weeks ago. They are draining it. They're not allowed to buy more energy for it, and they've got no intentions on updating it. And this is the president's family doing this. You can't get any higher than manipulating and buying out the president of the United States. From Kenneco the Great over on X, and I'll leave it at this. China's President Xi Jinping personally approved the CEFC, China Energy's business partnership with the Biden family. You have the head of China brokering a deal with the head of the United States to eliminate U.S. energy independence and force dependence on Chinese energy. If you want to hollow out a country and you want to manipulate how well a country can use its armed forces, how well it has logistics throughout the nation, then you have done a very, very good job. Tony Bobulinski was on Capitol Hill today. Completely idiotic showing by AOC. She is just a brain-dead moron, and it shows worse and worse every single second. She wanted the exact statutes that Mr. Bobulinski said that the Bidens violated, and he said, well, you're the lawyers. You should be finding the exact statutes. I know the laws that are broke, but I can't reference, you know, Section 8, Parable 4.3. You know, I don't know that. I don't know the Dewey Decimal System here. You guys should do that. So he said flat out, and we also have text messages, that Hunter Biden was working directly with Xi Jinping and also the Xi Jinping's protege. And the only reason why Hunter Biden is doing that is because Hunter Biden is the son of Joseph Biden. Doesn't take that far of a stretch to understand what's going on here. The Biden family received millions from CEFC, including a $1 million wire transfer from CEFC's Patrick Ho, whom Hunter called the spy chief of China, after Ho was arrested by the DOJ for bribing African politicians with millions in cash for their country's oil rights. Same thing that's going on here. They wanted to take over the oil industry in the United States. They wanted to force Joseph Biden to create a policy, and the Biden administration, that would force the United States to purchase Chinese energy, to completely eliminate American energy and its industry. And then you talk about 10% for the big guy being Joseph Biden. We all know it by now. So how much is 10%? We all know that percentages are proportional. Are we talking about 10% of the $10 million? Or are we talking about 10% of $1 billion? Do you see how desperate these people are to keep Trump out of office? They don't want you to know about all of this. They don't want you to know how corrupt the Democrats are, how many laws they've broken, how many felons there are in the party, and how many of them should be behind bars, or worse, in some instances, if some rumors are true. So, for God's sake, something should happen. I hope, I really hope, the vote harder crowd is right, and they can overwhelm whatever algorithms or outright manipulation and cheating goes on. But I look at it with a jaundiced eye. So that's it for me. Leaving you on a bit of a down note, but that's okay. I will be back April 1st-ish. So I'm taking the rest of the month off, essentially. I will not be on the America Out Loud Network on Mondays, my usual time slot being 7 p.m., because, well, like I said, I'll be back April 1st. You know what to do. Like me, find me, share me, enjoy each other. It's springtime. Summer is on the way. Get out there, air out your loins, and make sure you hit up plenty on Happy Hour or anything else. I'm Chris Michaels, Last Call Podcast. I will see you in roughly 2 weeks.